You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Yeah, pump it, Sam. There we go. Sam on sound, everybody. He looks like a young, hot Brian Posehn. From the Cherokee Casino in West Salem Springs, Oklahoma. Only a biscuit toss away from Arkansas. And next to 17 other states, right in the middle of everything, Hermantown is in session. Let's bring out the Game Master, Spencer Crittenden. What up, Spencer?
What up?
Yeah. And the mayor of Hermantown from Hollywood, California. You know him. You reluctantly like him. Dan Harmon.
It's either Osio or Sio. There's a controversy.
Sio, I think.
It's Cherokee, hello. I know you're all Cherokee.
Osio. Now, some people say Sio. Some people say Osio.
Osio.
Is it Osio?
Oh, I said Osio. I'm already offending everybody. thank you so much. That was such a warm welcome. Thank you. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for paying your $15, and thank you for... there's a slow feedback building. You can mic check all you want, but you can't predict that shit. Listen, you hear that? You hear that? It's fucking, there it is. Oh, that's you.
Everybody.
Oh. Well, that's very comforting.
Old Man River.
we're right smack in the middle. I mean, even if this isn't like we're doing a show in Oklahoma City, which wouldn't be a bad thing to do either, but we're in a part of...
Oklahoma City wouldn't be a bad thing to do. At least neutral, woo!
But I'm saying more people there would be from, you'd be like, oh, hey, Oklahomans, and they'd be like, yay, and it'd be like, there'd be a couple people from out of state. But we are like really, we're in the Deadwood area. We're in unincorporated, like, treaty turf, like, and it's a beautiful thing, though. It's like a crossroads. It's like Jesus Christ, what are you, what?
It's already 9/11.
What?
We started the show at 9:05 or 9:06.
It's 9/11.
It's already 9/11. Again, sometimes you have to travel to the Oklahoma-Arkansas border for a room full of people to cheer. It's 9/11!
My mind is going to be thinking all night about the 8 to 12 people that bought tickets just going, let's see some comedy tonight. And I promise you people, what do you mean you people? I mean you. I will come around to you. To catch you up, I made a show. I wrote Monster House. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you why I'm here, why I deserve to be up here. It's like how come, just think of it like this. Like, you had that wedding with your drunk brother-in-law. He had this many people paying attention to him. Why not me? You'll figure it out eventually. But to everybody else, thank you so much. But I was thinking, like, we're right in the middle. I looked at a map of America, and I'm like, we all know Oklahoma's right above Texas. We could point to it on a map. It's shaped like a frying pan. You think of, like, biscuits.
It's not right above it. It's right next to it.
What?
It's both.
What a weird thing to call me out on. That stuff. It's fucking above Texas. Like, come on. Don't make me nervous. Like... It's right in the spot. Like, if you were gonna punch America, like, it's right in the bladder. It's like you look at Texas and you're like, yeah, that funnels down to, like, we piss on Mexico, and like it's like Oklahoma's like right where the processing happens. Like, the It's like we funnel all of the intoxicants and things to here. And it's like my dad was born in Oki, and he was telling me about the Trail of Tears and about the all these things. And like there was, it was occurring to me that unfortunate legacy that there was like an actual relocation of people and to here because this is the place without reservations. This is the place of treaties. And there's like it's just a spot. If you Wikipedia Oklahoma. And look at Oklahoma just colored in red, like right where America is. It's not directly in the center. It's like right above where you pee. And I don't know what that means, but I think it's important to you. It's important to me while I'm here. And then I'm going to get on a plane and complain about first class and go back to L.A. And
I didn't even, like, pay attention to where we were going on this trip. While we were connecting in Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's like you were being peed.
You're yes,
being filtered
yes.
down into. My metaphor is apt. Hey,
your metaphor. Yeah, it's watertight. I didn't know where we were going. I thought we were going to Oklahoma City until I found out. No, we're going to Tulsa, and then. But then we're not going to. Then we're driving all the way to Arkansas.
Yeah, we're basically in Arkansas. Like,
I got up this morning, left the Cherokee Casino, and walked to Arkansas. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, you literally did. Like, I woke up to a bunch of texts because there was a time zone difference, and my watch didn't reset, so I played Minecraft till 4 a.m. And I thought I was playing Minecraft till 2 a.m. And so I slept in, and I woke up to 20 texts from Jeff, just going, "I walked to Arkansas. It's amazing." And I thought you were kidding. I thought you were trying to make a point. I don't know. Like, you were mad.
No, I made friends. Jesse, Austin, and Hannah from Inn at the Springs. Over there. Hell yeah. It's a great bar. They had Fernet Branca. It was fucking paradise.
And everyone here has been very nice. If it seems random that we're here, I mean, that's credit that goes to... Because it's not random. Somebody has to put effort into it. This casino booked us. They were adamant about it.
The head of marketing here, Lacey... Lacey, are you here? We were all a bit like excitedly confused about why are we going to this casino? Because the head of marketing at this casino is a Harmontown fan, and she made sure.
She's such a big Harmontown fan that it would have made sense if this room was empty, like when we. Like, she's, like, hardcore, like, but still professional. It wasn't like she booked us to hang out with us. She has shit to do and has been doing it. She's a taskmaster and a multitasker and also a lover of the show and booked us, and she was right, and it sold out the room. Why? Like, okay, so those 12 people that I was talking about before, they're like, when is he going to start? Okay. All right, so a guy walks into a bar, and he says, I want to be with a hooker, and the madam is like, the hookers cost $8 on Sunday, and then the guy says, I'll take two because my brother's Irish, and he says, what does that mean? He says, well, I quit drinking and my brother's Irish, so I have a hooker for him every Sunday. And so he takes the hooker up and he goes and sleeps with her and he has a good time and he comes down and he goes like, thank you, I did that for my brother, and he leaves. I did half for my brother, and he leaves. And he comes back and he says, like, can I have another hooker? And he does it twice because you have to do it twice, and then he do the third thing. And so he comes back the third time. And he says, like, can I have the hooker again? And the hooker lady says, like, not the hooker lady, not the lady that's a hooker, the hooker that runs the hookers, the madam, says, she says, like, okay, well, why do you just want one this time? Why not two? And he said, because I quit having hooker sex. And and I still have it for my brother.
Yeah.
And that joke was for the people that don't know why the fuck they're here.
Right.
I think you sorted that out. I think now they know that they're in good comedic hands.
You came to a comedy show and you heard a joke told very well by me. All right, so that's about all I had to talk about. I mean, I tried as hard as I could because I was like, it wasn't because I made any assumptions about you folks based on where you live, because we have too much of that happening right now, and I've done it too much. Like, it's the people that we can't see and touch that we're afraid of, that we judge, and we go like, oh, like, well, all those people over there, they think this way, or they, you know, all this stuff. But for all that reason, I was like, well, the probably the polite thing to do is to, like, not don't make your show boring. Don't talk about politics. It's like everyone's fucking weary. We're exhausted. Like, go out and do what you naturally do, which is be so charming and just talk. So I tried to, like, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to use the excuse to stay off of Twitter for 2 days and, like, not look at the news. But then I looked last night.
And play Minecraft until around.
What the fuck is happening? It's like a fucking sci-fi novel. I was like, are we going on stage with the president? We're going to come off stage and the president's on the lam? Like it's crazy. Like it doesn't matter where you lean politically. These are, like, crazy historical times. The president himself is erroneously comparing it to Watergate. I'm like, no, it's different. Like, it's... I wasn't around back then either, but, like, it's different, sir. You're off the mark. This is weirder. You are under investigation for espionage. You are... This is huge. Anyways, back here in Oklahoma...
You're in a red state. Yeah. A red state. Super duper
look, if
red.
You voted for him, you still think it's amazing. He's the first president. He would become my hero if, like, he went on the lam. Like, what if the president was in South America tweeting and going, like, fuck you haters? I'd be like, I know why you voted for him. Like, it's this moxie that I get. I just didn't want it in a president, but I get it. I get it. He's got chutzpah, as the Cherokees say.
You've really assimilated to the culture here.
Yes, I have. I've assimilated.
Seal.
All right. I'll take that groan because I don't know what I'm doing. I'll accept it. I'm not going to yell at you guys for groaning. I'll call that a good groan. That was a good groan. Okay, so, Spencer, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Thank you.
We got off the airport, off the plane in Tulsa at the airport, and I lost Spencer for a moment. People were just taking pictures with him. He's like a
There's
celebrity.
There's one person.
Look, I don't want to keep harping on it, but again, he got more applause than me, I think.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean,
I don't get it. I'm fine with it. I'm processing it well. I'm fine. It makes sense to me. I'm okay with it.
I don't get it.
But I said, hey, Spencer, how are you doing? And you were like, hey, guys. You're playing to them, not
no,
me.
No, that's just, it's a bit. It's just, that's what I do. But also, no, I say, hey, guys, to you guys.
Dan's being insecure right now.
Yeah. Let's complain about first class.
You have more Midwest appeal than he does.
Or I don't know. Southern. I don't get it. Sometimes the applause
I tried to wear
weird.
my Spencerist shirt. I was like, where's my buffet shirt? Like, where's my lumberjacking shirt? I want these folks to know I'm on their side when I go out drunk and talk about the president. All right. But no, I'm talking, Spencer, on your floor of this very wonderful, very five-star, very worth your money hotel and casino, there was a guy walking around with a shirt and no pants.
I was wearing pants.
And no underpants.
No, I was wearing underpants.
You were, you encountered a guy that was nude from the waist down.
No.
No. It was on your floor.
I might have heard a naked man.
Okay.
They sound pretty similar, though.
I thought you were part of that encounter. Nah. Lacey said there was a guy. I shouldn't divulge this.
Yeah, that's. I'm not sure.
There was a guy walking around with no pants and no underwear and cookies. He had a box of cookies.
That was the apology.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm
you
naked.
You take the good with the bad. Oh, I saw your dick. I didn't want to. Oh, cookies.
But he was. I mean, he was removed. Is the moral of the story? You shouldn't do that here. And that guy won't be here when you come.
Also, the loosest slots in Oklahoma.
I love that idea that there's looser slots. I like that. We had a friend that worked in Vegas. Your friend, and she had explained she was the manager at the Lux for a while, and she was explaining that like there's a whole mentality to like where they put which slots and stuff, and that the most interesting thing of all was that she was talking about how yeah we don't. People think that we're like hoping that a gambling addict would like walk in the door. No, we try to they try to spot those people that are having trouble and try to because it's bad marketing. Like you don't want somebody like walking around outside the casino going, "I lost my house." It's not. You want a sign that says Blue Man Group. So you lose your house while you're watching them.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a company man here about the Cherokee Casino, which is putting us up and treating us very nicely, but somebody won a house last night.
No, I think I know. That's the Big Bang Theory slot machine. It'll give you a house if you get three bazingas.
Are you mad at... Are you...
Yes, because it's bigger than my house, and it's not even their house. It's bigger than mine. You win it if you like their show.
How many seasons more of Community would there have to be to get a Community slot machine, do you think?
I think we would have had to do 8,000 seasons and then submit a form like to Sony. They would be like, explain to us again why we should tell the casino to put a Community slot machine in there.
There should be a Rick and Morty slot machine. That would be good.
Oh, man, there should be a Rick and Morty pinball machine. That would be badass. Or a slot machine.
So there's table. Oh, those of that are just listening, there's tables here. We're in this like splendid ballroom. We've never done this kind of show. It's like it has an old timey Vegas feel because all the audience they get their own tables and the tables have numbers. And
yeah, we got Dean Martin here tonight. Lena yeah. Horne's over there at table five.
So I don't know how many tables there are. Do they go up to? What do they go up to? Who thinks they have the highest table number?
It's probably in the back.
What's that one? Huh?
Six. Okay, six. Can we beat six?
Pretty. 66.
Oh, 66. Oh,
you're
wait,
66.
You really... Oh, so it curls around and
who can be 66? Nobody?
Oh.
It's close.
I think it snakes around, and I think you guys are like, oh, it's kind of the worst seat because I'm like,
or the best seat.
What are the numbers over here, high or are they low?
15.
So that's one, and that's 15.
So it goes
okay,
around.
Maybe it coils one. Around like a cobra ready to strike, and then.
25? Yeah. That doesn't beat 66, sir. 66.
Well, now we're just
okay,
talking.
I mean,
how did you guys get 66? That's amazing.
They must have added one. Look where the table is. They're like, come on, you can get us in. They're VIPs. They're what do they call them? Like whales? VIPs? Big gamblers? What do you call them?
Whales.
Whales? All right. Yeah, high rollers. High rollers. Just walked in here with your own table.
Dan is in a bad mood because he feels guilty that his friend and assistant, Steve Levy, it was his birthday last night, and Dan chose to not know that and spend the night playing Minecraft in his room.
He chose to not know that. He woke up one morning
and said, fuck that shit.
We're talking about the birthday of a man whose job is to remind me of birthdays. So I want to... It's very obvious to me that this is a story about his failing.
This is how Dan's pissy mood manifests.
It's just me explaining the facts. Like, yeah, I remember everyone's birthday, but here, his. Guess why? He fucked up.
It's okay to feel bad, Dan. You dropped the friendship ball on that one.
I fucked up three times.
Here, wait, hold on. Just tell everybody about Dungeons & Dragons for a second.
Oh, man. I was watching Teen Titans Go this morning at the hotel.
Is Dan going to take a shit? What's he doing?
I'm sure we'll find out.
He just ran off stage.
Yeah.
Like a panther.
There's ice back there. Oh, shit, there's flammable fluids back there. What else?
Spencer, how has your Oklahoma experience been so far?
Teen Titans Go in the hotel room. It was great. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. No, I just watch. I don't have TV, so I only watch TV at hotels. And it's amazing. Oh, it's a cake.
Happy birthday, Steve Levy. I brought you a cake from the kitchen where Lacey got it because she saw on Instagram that it was his birthday.
Did you grab a slice while you were back there?
And it's the slice that had the word Steve on it? Yeah.
Wait,
but it was delicious because I love Steve.
Sure.
Anyways, I brought out plates and stuff too. Look,
why don't you cut it up and slice it up for table 66?
All right, table 66, let's start with you. We'll give you a Steve Levy cake. It'll be the best comedy show in the world.
All right.
So sorry you guys voted for Trump. It doesn't... You know, come on, we all are embarrassed. It's okay. I fuck up too. I've broken up with girls because I wanted to play Skyrim. And then 2 hours later, I was like, what am I doing? Will you get back together with me? No. What, you fucker? You know, come on, admit it. That's what you did electorally.
Wait.
You were mad.
You just impugned Oklahoma as being the state that played Skyrim.
Oklahoma is an artificial construct. Most of these people are from Arkansas. Like a man. It's a state of mind. Like Oklahoma.
Do you know that old? Do you know that Elton John song "Oklahoma is a State of Mind"? Do you know that one?
Oklahoma is what unites all of us. We're all Oklahoman tonight.
What? I can't see. What's happening right now? I can't see.
Dan is pretending to slice cake. He's making them do it. I think he's turned them into their own assistants.
I've never done this before.
You might have done is given Steve the first slice of that cake before you...
I don't know where Steve is. He's
probably crying because you forgot his birthday. Steve What's Levy, are you in the house?
He's over by Lacey.
Levy, get up here. Steve Levy! It's your birthday, and you're the only Jewish guy in Oklahoma. What's up, Levy? Steve Levy.
We'll get
Happy birthday, man.
There it is.
Thank you.
Now, when I left you last night at the card tables, you were 150 up, and then you ended 50 down.
Yeah, it's okay. It was a really fun... it was my birthday. We listened to some country music at the bar.
We did. We heard some Dwight Yoakam cover tunes. So it was good.
You guys know Travis Tritt here in March. He's in the small room, but, you know... But he tweeted that he'd like us all to get back to work and stop talking about politics. So here I am, Travis. You're in the small room.
But Dan is still serving your cake, Steve, over at table 66.
That's great. Everyone enjoyed that cake.
What's your name? Sorry.
Luana.
Luana, I'm sorry. You just took... What's your name?
Pow.
You just took her cake. I know, you gave it to her, because, well, you guys... Everyone's... Look, I don't want to. I'm not going to say that Oklahoma's passive aggressive. You're Arkansan. Okay, fine. Jesus Christ, it's like Mos Eisley in this place. It's like. But all anyone has in common is.
You know, Luana has a death sentence in 12 systems.
We heard about some people. There's people like Dan, they have like.
He's walking around with a tray of plates and forks.
Oh yeah, I forgot the cake. Give me the cake, Luana. It's
like Randy Quaid is serving cake over here, over in the corner. Jesus, this guy.
All right, let's table 23. How you guys doing? Let's give you some cake.
Oh man.
Fuck. And there's a seat here.
I didn't think about this, but these tables would be great
with
dice.
Somebody go to the bathroom or
like roll.
This is the most work I've seen him do outside of writing.
Yes, yeah. This is the most exercise he's ever had in his life.
Well, I mean, that's not true. They've been watching him on the elliptical.
Yeah, he takes a shot of him doing the elliptical, and then he doesn't. He spends the next 10 minutes posting that photo.
Well, that's why he plays the music, so they know that it's not just a loop.
All right.
Trying to do a podcast over here at table 23.
Dan, why don't you introduce us to the good folks over at table 23?
How are you guys? Do you have a table name, like a team, like the Panhandlers, the Table Voltron? Okay, that's all right. Good.
Table Voltron.
Yeah, they have nerds in Oklahoma.
Are they Lion Voltron or vehicle Voltron?
Not shitty car Voltron, right? Like Lion Voltron. And aren't you guys like 23? Why do you know about Voltron? So don't tell me Bruckheimer's making some shitty movie about it. All right, where are you guys from? St. Louis. They're from St. Louis. Where are you from? Arkansas. Okay. You're from Tulsa. Okay.
You notice nobody whooped for St. Louis. That was weird. It's the only time no one's whooped for a city.
Well, they don't believe you're from there until you prove it. It's a little Missouri joke.
It's called the prove me state.
Yeah. The show me documentation state. Show me that you're...
Are you eating cake or serving cake?
Serving
over
there? It. I'm preoccupied.
He's never done it before.
This is... Don't worry about him. This is Kevin Day. It's not TMZ. All right. Well, what do you guys... what would you like to hear me perform my patented musical act about? Like, what's most on your mind right now? You're a a sort of a cross section of white America. if all of America has penises and. But like, yeah, you're the heart of the loaf of a nice fluffy white bread. What is that part of America most think about right now? Mama fucking? Really? I think I can. All right. Well, you heard him.
Wait, did he say that, or did you?
Here, repeat it.
I said mama fucking because it's gonna happen, right?
Right.
According to the ancient Greeks, it always does. Yeah. But can you give cake while you rap? Yeah. I fucked your mama so hard, I did it in Oklahoma. I fucked her till she got lymphoma.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. Yo. Oh, okay, yeah, good. That was probably a good. That was a mercy killing. Okay. That was good. All right.
You gave you, a table woman 23. Cancer?
That was a good request.
You're right. Serving out cake and giving people's mamas cancer.
I fucked her until she got it. That means I gave her a long life. Like she got it actuarially. She got it statistically. She succumbed to it after a lifetime of being cherished as a partner. And she died holding my hand.
But she didn't have lymphoma until you fucked her. She might have lived longer.
That's a really cynical way of looking at it. Table 11, how are you? What's your name?
I'm Chandra.
Chandra? You did it with a hard ch. Like, it's not Chandra, it's Chandra. Is that your given name? Your mom was like, your name's Chandra. And she said, people are going to try to say Chandra. Fuck them.
I've just been here
many
times.
Okay, sorry, I got that. But yeah.
You said mama and fuck them, so yeah.
Chandra. How do you read that? Here's what I say. It's Chandra, not Chandra. It's Chandra, not Chandra. You're gonna pronounce it the way that my mama told me. I fucked your mama so hard she got emboldened.
Stop giving people's mothers diseases.
I don't think emboldening women is a disease. I don't care how far south we go.
I thought you said mold.
He said that, and then he just served that cake like it was a mic drop. It was amazing.
Look, everybody at the surrounding tables might have.
I know, we're probably going to get beat up.
You don't have to apologize. Like, I'm giving amnesty to everybody that voted for Trump. I don't care if everyone in the room did or everyone didn't. Like, amnesty. Let them slowly come around to the, like, that's our only chance right now. Let them, give them the space that they need to be like, oops.
Right, we live in a world where no one wants to be wrong.
Have you ever keys from a drunk person? Like, there's like, the part of their brain that gives you keys isn't in control. Just let them, like, I'm as guilty as you are. I get mad, and then I'm like, but it's like, what's the solution here? It's understanding. We got to prove, and what are we at war for? We want understanding. I didn't clear the room, did I? Did people leave? It's about love, my mothers. All right, whatever. I don't know what I'm lecturing you about. Thank you, table 11. Each table I walk away from, there's a 6-person applause. Like, thank you.
It's called thank you for leaving our table.
Yes. It's exactly, I've become a mariachi band. It's like, okay, that's wonderful. I'm sure it's very valuable. Wherever you're from, please let us eat. All right, here we go. Table 31.
All right.
Famous for its seats where I can sit. All right, where are you guys from?
Here, Siloam.
You're from Siloam?
Whoa.
So you didn't just wander in and go, let's see a show, did you?
Are you the podcast guys?
Wait, what? Sorry?
Are you guys the podcast guys?
They're
over there. Sorry, podcast guys.
We'll get to you later.
Continue.
Be sorry to this podcast guy. I'm trying to...
You'll be fine.
I'm doing experimental
You're
comedy.
Doing great, and everyone loves it.
Although I just noticed the only table not clapping was table 11. They didn't clap for that one.
They're jealous.
Too late now. Early.
It's like
too
if
late.
You have a 2-year-old and then you have another kid. He's like, oh, mommy,
also,
how come
the
I
thing
don't
is,
breastfeed?
When people realize this cake is laced with hash, it's going to be a fucking awesome, awesome show.
It's laced with a standard lowering chemical called Bud Light.
It's only 3.2.
All right.
You guys can't even get real beer in Oklahoma? What the fuck? You can get some, right?
What's the population? It's not West Siloam. West Siloam is Arkansas. This you're from this.
West Siloam.
Oh. Wait, sorry, I didn't get that.
Either. West Siloam's Oklahoma.
Okay.
We're in West Siloam.
That's the Siloam that you're from. Springs. The West one. You're from Siloam. You're from Arkansas. God, fucking Arkansas people. They're everywhere. All right. So how far was the drive?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, they're from...
We walked there.
I walked there.
You even said we walked.
Also, I was told by the people at End of the Springs...
Yeah, you said on stage.
That Siloam Springs, Arkansas is the third nicest place to visit in Arkansas.
All right.
I mean, I've only ever been there, so for me, it's the number one place to visit.
All right, well, which table came the furthest?
5 hours!
5 hours over there?
6 hours!
I heard an 8... Can anyone beat 8?
Ten hours I got over here.
Right, in the back.
10 hours.
You got in the back.
How many? Someone back there.
How, in the back, is your hand up. How long?
I came from Seattle.
Seattle.
Whoa!
No, wait, hang on. Did you fly?
Yeah, you probably flew.
Huh?
Yes.
Wait,
yes,
that's like for 3.5 hours. who traveled the longest to get it?
He drove from Atlanta. Okay.
6 hours.
Six, all right, well, eight,
nine?
There's 10. Is 10
hours. Where'd you guys come from?
I came from Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
You drove from Minneapolis?
Yeah, I drove from Minneapolis.
To see this piece of shit? Dan, give that guy some cake. 10 hours from Minneapolis.
I'll be right there. What are these guys? Will we just discount them? 10 hours. We don't know anything about them.
Are there 10 hours too?
Yeah.
Oh, I okay.
Oh,
what's going
shit.
On, table 20?
Sorry.
Where are you from?
Champaign, Illinois.
Wow.
Whoa.
Champaign, Illinois.
I almost went to college there.
All right, here's a... Take a very small crumb of cake like this. Where are the plates?
Now, we were told, because normally when we run out of cake, we start serving booze, but we're legally not allowed to serve you people alcohol, so sorry about that.
There we go. Okay, perfect.
I know.
Yeah, we don't like laws.
Yeah.
You just got to obey them.
All right, now I'll go over to the guy you guys are so fucking hard up on.
Is there cake left?
Yeah, there's. I'm giving it all to him, okay? All right, what's your name, sir?
I'm Adam.
Adam, okay. Did you ever... do you love your mother?
You know I do.
Did you know I fucked her? Hit it! Adam was the first man in Eden. I fucked your mom until she started bleeding. I'm sorry. It was the only thing that rhymed if you have a certain... There was no way I was going to rhyme anything else. I did not... I don't have the capacity. I'm not on Whose Line. I'm not an improviser.
Wait.
I don't have 9 words that rhyme with Eden just like up my sleeve.
Okay, Eden. Needen.
Yeah, I'm not... Here,
Sweden.
I feed it to you. We're out of place.
I fucked your mama so hard, she moved to Sweden.
Yeah.
Because the healthcare is better.
All right. MC Hindsight, everybody. MC Hindsight. He's the greatest rapper in the world. He has the power of time travel. He's the NFL's most valuable quarterback every Monday. It's a sports joke. Look it up, Oklahoma. All right. Jesus Christ, look at you guys.
Hey, how about those hogs today in the basketball? Yeah, that's a fucking sports reference.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is more the image of this is what I expected the audience to be. You guys are not fans of mine, are you?
We don't know who you are.
Yeah. These are... There's a stack of poker chips on the table, a pile of cash, small bills. The phone is charging with a portable battery. The eyes are very bloodshot. They're handsome men. They're not. There's nothing wrong with them, but they are not here
how
to
about
see you.
Dan, wait, so Dan, introduce them. I say we do some high stakes gambling right now.
What are your names? You don't have to look. We're not going to violate anybody that came here and like that's new.
What? I'm Fred. That's Bill. And that's John.
You're Fred. That's Bill. That's John. This is your spokesman. The guy that can barely say Fred, Bill, and John is the one that does all the talking.
Does anybody here have nerd dice? Anyone holding dice on them right now?
Here. I don't know how allowed you are to have dice here. What are you guys? Where are you guys from?
Arkansas.
Okay. So short drive. Are you up? Are you down?
Hold on.
Okay, he's checking his. Oh, he's got a big stack of hundreds. All right,
Dan, do you have cash in you right now?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on.
I mean, I have a guy named Mark over here from table. What table? A table 11. Your nemesis. I have a sack of nerd dice over here, and I have two D6 right now. We're gonna play some Harmontown craps with your gambler friends over there.
This could be truly against federal law.
I don't give a shit. Let them shut us down.
This could be the turning point in the story that makes the entire tribe lose everything. There's a SWAT team that's been on the roof for 25 years, and they're like, it's go time!
All right.
We never knew they'd do it, but they did it. It's an illegal game of dice.
Is somebody at that table? What table number are we over here?
52.
Table 52. Are you guys dice players over there? All right. Okay. I got two D6 right now, Spencer. I'm gonna give them to you.
Because we trust Spencer.
Sure. I think you just want to incriminate me.
All right. So we're gonna play.
Oh, lawyer. Okay.
Why don't we start low? Like let's start like $20.
What do we have to explain?
No one knows what's happening.
We're gonna play some low level craps right now.
I'm gambling against them.
Yes.
Okay.
And.
It's worse than prison. This is like we're Dungeons and Dragons people. So,
Spencer,
our dice are
Spencer,
weirder.
roll one dice for Dan, one die for Dan, and one die for them.
Okay.
And the higher number is going to go first. They're going to be the come out roll on the craps table here.
So complicated.
All right. Yeah. So roll one die for Dan and one die for the table.
This seems illegal.
It's going to be fine.
All right.
It's going to be fine.
Dan won.
Okay. So Dan, you're going to be the shooter on this one.
Okay.
So now Spencer's going to roll two dice.
Lacey, is this illegal? Okay, yeah, okay. We got the Cherokee meh hand. Yeah. It's derived from the spirit of the wind saying. It's that, I don't know if this clam chowder is so good.
The so-so sign is how the eagle flies. So right now.
Also, we know that's racist. Lacey, isn't that racist?
Okay. Spencer. Okay, so here's the deal. What's going to happen right now is the come out roll is going to be 7-11 automatic winner. One, two, three, and 12 craps. Otherwise, it's a point. Yeah. Who's our surrogate over here? Who's our player over the table?
This guy that looks like Jason Sudeikis. He's a handsome guy.
What's his name?
What's your name? It's
Paul.
Paul.
All right, Paul. Who looks like Jason Sudeikis?
That was said. All right, Paul. You
know the deal right now, Paul, because Dan's going to be the shooter. If he rolls a 7 or 11, he wins $20 off of you. If he rolls craps, 2, 3, 12, you win. And then otherwise he rolls a point, he has to roll that before he rolls a 7. You know the thing.
So I give them 20 if I roll.
Dan, put your 20 on the table right now. Paul, pony up your 20 for the table right now.
Is everyone having a good time? All right.
They got cake, we're gambling, we're fucked up, it's amazing.
Yeah, 7.
All right, Dan, put your 20 bones down on the fucking tablecloth there.
Okay.
You got what? Are we doing side bets? If you want to handle side bets.
Oh, no.
Anybody that wants
it's
to handle side bets,
idea.
What's your name over there? What table are you? No, but you can be the book agent over there. What table are you?
I'm Jim.
Jim?
Table
number what? Table? Table 41. If you want to lay side bets on this right now, you go talk to Jim at table 41. Mark almost got up and did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so, okay. You know, there's a lawyer at this table. Like where?
Yeah, he's probably a gambling addict.
Yeah. Well, it's the guy that has lost the ability to pronounce the word Fred, but there's a lawyer at the table.
All right. Okay, so Spencer, roll the come out dice. Is it Paul? What's his name?
Paul is the roller, yeah.
Okay, Paul is, you have 20 bucks out, both of you right now. Spencer, roll the come out dice. Coming out. We got a hot shooter.
Coming out. 11.
11, a winner! Dan Harmon, you just won $20 off of Paul. Now, Dan,
all right. Dan, I want to give it to the...
No,
Tribe of Paul Foundation.
No. Dan, you pick up that 20 and we keep rolling.
Oh.
Paul, do you like this action?
I know.
This is insane.
What?
Paul, we're going to go double nothing right now. Now it's $40 on the line. $40 on the line right now.
Paul has a legitimate loss
in
his hand.
This is bigger than Paul.
Fred represents him in court. Like, the dice aren't visible. Like, now, Fred, wait, you're George? Which one are you? I can't remember. Yeah, you're Paul, too. Okay. All right.
Okay, two Pauls. Okay,
he put more money on the table.
Second Paul, do you want to go $40 on this come out roll?
Yeah, we got it now.
Okay, 40 bucks. That's what we're doing.
Spencer, roll those bones. We got a hot shooter. Come out dice.
Jesus, 7.
7 a winner. Dan, you're up 60 bones right now. Who at that table, 52, wants to go 60 bucks?
Yeah.
Who wants to go $60 on the come line?
This is not a good idea. Come on.
Dan is cleaning house right now.
Okay, he's
kicking ass. These guys didn't even come to see our show.
Yeah, but I know Dan so well. He's got to be. He is not enjoying this.
All right, Paul number one. Who wants to? How about $100 on the fucking money on the line right now? $100.
Yeah. Okay. So if they win, or if I
you'll go down 40. They'll get back 60 of their dollars.
I know. I've never been more on the side of people that didn't like me.
Well, try. Dan, do your best to make Spencer roll you craps right now.
Okay.
Okay, so we got...
Oh, craps.
Do we have 100 bones down on the table right now?
Yes, they put 100 down.
All right, Spencer, don't lie. Give us an honest roll. Are we ready? Coming out.
I don't even know what the results mean. 11.
11, a winner!
Oh, craps.
Dan, you're up 160 right now.
Oh, craps.
He's making change.
He really
giving me their money. These guys are gentlemen. They deserve.
All right, Dan.
To have this story end when they're winning.
Dan, you're up 160 right now.
Yes, I am.
Put 200.
And also,
on the table.
They paid $15 for this.
But they're gamblers. They have a problem.
What? Oh, come on.
These people clearly have an illness.
Okay. Like, we got the high side. We're in the illegal zone.
Yeah. No shit.
How about this, Dan? At the end of it, you get to give it back to him if you like.
But how about if I do a rap and it's great, they win $160.
Well, they're going to lose that fucking...
And the rest of the cake.
That's a losing
But
pager.
It's up to me whether it's great.
Okay. Well, that sounds like the house has the vig on that.
No, we can't give you booze. But you can order it. I'll buy your next drink.
You can make our money, but you can't give us booze.
Right. I can't give you booze, but I can give you money towards buying a drink. Hey, you guys remind me of every friend of my dad's. That's why I'm being nice to you.
But then,
please buzz from work.
Dan,
like me.
Dan, your dice are hot as shit right now. I can't believe you're going to walk away from that
table. They're so hot, they're illegal. I'm already rich. I don't need
this. I'm sure there's zoning laws that
every time Monster House comes out on Blu-ray in some country, I get a check. I'm like, what is this? Buy the dog a hat. I don't know. I just want to die. I just hate money. I hate money.
Well, then give them the 160 they owe you.
I did. I gave them all my money. And now I'm going to give them a rap about how money's bad.
Love it. Dan Harmon, everybody.
Yo. 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 Cha-ching. Cha-ching. More like cha-rong. Cash is a sad, sad song. You make money, you give it to a bank, you go to your grave, you find out the money stank, because it kept you from living, it kept you from giving, it kept you from doing everything you should have, something. I fought your mama so hard, I stepped back and she exploded into shards.
Okay, so she's like a... Again, you keep killing people's mothers. One All woman right. has lymphoma, one is bleeding to death.
You guys are up at least 20, right? Like, we're square. Okay, thank you.
George, Paul, and Ringo.
Thank
you for
Pauls.
Coming to the show. You're good sports. Thank you. All right.
You could have fucking taken those guys for every cent they had.
I could have.
No, those guys were hot as a Mexican lunch.
So this podcast is going
to
be used as
evidence. It's about ingratiating yourself into the locals, you know? You're supposed to... Hi, guys. How are you? Table number 41. What's your name?
Well, my name's Jim.
Finally. Finally, a table with a whole show built in. Well, my name's Jam. You're either an educational movie about how they make preserves.
I think it's a Jim. I think it's a Jim.
Oh, Jim. Okay. Or you just have a really thick accent. Okay. Jim.
No, it's actually Jam.
Jam. Why is everybody pointing to you? Why are you the table's mascot?
Because I'm cute, dude.
All right. Yeah.
Because I like you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I like you too. I like your instincts. I like you know how you lost the room and you were like, I'm cute. And then you said, you're like, no. Sorry. No. Have the rest of the cake, Jam.
Yeah.
Take the spoons. Take everything. That bit's dead. It's a dead bit.
Jam, everybody.
Work in the crowd. Who said I can't work the crowd?
You can't work the crowd. I dare you to work the crowd.
You're like an emotional like speaker, but you're not helping anybody.
I'm like a self-hurt guru. Whoa! All right, get used to it. You're doing a show. Calm down, Harmon. All right, so the lights can go down. Everybody can relax. I'll come back out there in a second because I don't have anything to say up here either. Levy, did you enjoy emotionally sabotaging me?
Yeah, did you enjoy your birthday cake, Levy?
Wait, did you get to have any of it?
How was it? Was it good?
Well, you know, you gave
no,
a
no, no. I had the one slice that was taken.
Slice, yeah.
It was good.
All right, well, there's another person here that are. Our friend Levi on Twitter was tweeting me about, who is it, this guy?
Yeah, thanks,
it's
man.
A drummer that fell 100 feet onto his face. That's how I was introduced to you by legend. Do you want to come up and share your story?
Oh, man.
I like that part of it is being a drummer.
Yep.
So really, like, wait, so that's all I got. Levi said, you got to bring this guy up. He's a drummer. He fell 100 feet onto his face.
Yep. Levi would be here, but he's doing a play. He's directing one.
Uh-huh.
12 Angry Men from Coconut.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Wait, Levi R. Levi from Harmony?
Yeah, no Shoes Levi for all the No Shoes Levi, listeners.
Love him or hate him. He's controversial. He's Levi.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
We're all
great
Levi's
lady.
Now.
Great lady. Yeah, I always mess that up.
Is it she now?
Yeah, she.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do it all the time. We've gone to the point where you can say guy, dude, man, it's all good.
Thank you for letting me off the hook. That's the Oklahoman way. Thank you.
You don't have to remember anything.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I met him as a guy, too.
Me too.
Met her as a guy. What the fuck is my problem?
Yeah,
that's some microaggression.
Right. You're good.
Pronoun trouble.
You guys don't care. You're like, give me a break. All right. Don't tell us we don't care.
I'm nervous.
Now we're offended. I'm sorry. Sorry, I offended you about not caring. All right. How do you fall 100 feet under your face?
Okay, so let me set the scene. I was in Minneapolis. It was pitch black dark. We're like, we're kind of bored. It's a Friday. There was no shows. We didn't have any gigs. So we're like, let's go climb some tall buildings. That's, you know, we do that on regular Thursdays and stuff. So why not a Friday? Whatever. It's like 2 a.m., really, really dark, like I mentioned. So we're climbing this ladder that doesn't stop, and then we get to the top.
The ladder didn't stop?
It didn't feel like it was.
All right.
Anyway, I have a little bit of OCD. It's like 92 steps, like climbing. And then we got to the top, and we were walking, and I didn't wait for the flashlight. That was my first mistake. The flashlights were behind me, two other dudes, Marshall and Adam. And there's like this, like a ceiling tile size hole in the top of this building. And so I'm just walking, enjoying the cityscape.
I was mixing a drink. I thought I could multitask. You, what?
It's okay.
All right. Are you in a cave? Are you?
No, he was climbing.
You're in a cave.
He's climbing buildings.
You're on the outside of a building.
Yeah.
Like it's like a fire escape ladder?
Yep.
Okay.
It's an old abandoned grain bin mill thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a hatch above you, right?
No hatch. We were on the outside of the building.
Oh, it's a little opening.
Climbing, yeah. And there's like several openings. And afterwards, I found out like 8 other people had also fallen, and only one survived.
Oh,
the same thing.
I thought you meant that
no,
moment.
No, not the same moment. There wasn't a party on the roof.
Later on, I found out I was actually the most fortunate person in this incident.
Yeah, well, one of the most fortunate people, I should say.
And that you had said, "Let's all do this," and that everyone else was.
Yeah, now it's a thing.
Gone.
Everyone's still doing it.
It was dark. There was a hole in the ceiling.
Yep.
And you fell through it.
Straight through.
100 feet.
I tried to put my arms out, like everything.
Like to skydive down.
How long did it take?
So it felt like it took forever, but at the same time, it was happening so fast. It's really like time isn't really a thing when you're.
Yeah,
like,
when you're falling, it's crazy.
You know, you like miss the last step. You're like, oh my god, I'm grounded. Yeah. There's no grounded, man. It's just. Right. But there, oh my god. Until you hit.
I just want to be clear about this. You crawled up a ladder on the outside of a building, and the reason you fell is because. As you thought, you got to the top of the building, which should have been roof.
It was hot up here.
Well, he's walking on the roof, and then there was a hole.
Yeah, there's a hole.
There was a hole in the roof, and you shot straight down it.
Yep.
I just want to be clear about that.
Yeah.
So you're falling down through just empty buildings.
Just like nothing. Yeah, the only thing I could think of was like a spike was just waiting for me, and I was going to get like Games of Thrones type of crap through my back. That's all I could think
of. I mean, there's
about.
Such a good chance like, that there's not a pillow at the bottom of
were
the
you? Oh, yeah, for sure. I was praying for water. Like, you know, please, God.
A luxurious pool.
Yeah.
It's
much worse than that. Yeah.
So you were facing, were you facing up as you were falling?
No, I was like, you know, arms in the air.
Uh-huh.
Baby don't care what I did. But anyway, I was like, you know. And then
turned down for what?
Yeah, everything at that point. But so much.
Shaking like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, yeah.
These are all things that go through your head while you're plummeting.
Right? No, so I hit my feet, and I like, normally I roll out because I skateboard, and I like, you know, jump off, you know, roofs and stuff and roll out. You like compress your fall. You see urban ninjas do that kind of
combat
crap.
Work.
I mean, I don't know.
Parkour,
so you're saying you learned from
shit.
Skateboarding that you should like curl
yeah,
up
I learned how to
ball.
Fall. Yeah.
When you
well,
fall,
not really, unless
roll.
You're gonna roll.
Yeah,
like,
it's the PLF, like, the parachute landing fall. You put your knees together and you turn to the side.
He knows what I'm talking about. So that's what I did.
But you forgot that other safety instruction, don't climb up 100 feet of ladder.
Yeah, without like a
with
rope
no
or something.
Then,
yeah.
You're falling now through 100 feet of space to unknown dark.
It's anywhere from like 60 to 100 feet. It was never actually like measured out. You know, we didn't really screw that.
So, all right. So, but really you hit your face first?
No, not my face. But I did it. That's what the report said. You know how the social media is like.
Yeah.
No one really
If you adorably fell on your little tuchus and you were like,
my pelvis broke in the process.
Yeah.
I like tried to roll out and it's like concave concrete. So the bottom of it. So it's like a funnel at the end. And so I'm rolling into like a wall of concrete that's like, you know, slanted like kind of like a skate ramp, but not as much fun.
All right. I thought you landed
and
on
so
your face.
I smashed my knee, which broke my.
Did you roll into it and come up and pull a frontside fakie?
No, I wish. I was trying to rock and roll, just get out of it, you know.
Did anything change about your life after that? Aside, I mean, starting with injuries.
Now I have PTSD and stuff. So.
Did you get fucked up? Did you break?
Oh bones? Yeah, I like my femurs like. Broke like this. I don't know how you like.
He's making a gesture that's like Mr. Burns if he missed his fingers while trying to tent them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they call it interlacing.
You know, vertically.
Not excellent.
Yeah, it's not excellent. It's as if Mr. Burns tried to say something was excellent and then it wasn't. It just went.
No.
Like a gear is meshing together. Your
So just you're basically you're talking about like a bone that's
just like so much force is like.
And like lightning patterns.
And then it couldn't break any more than it was breaking, so it decided to break my pelvis. So my pelvis was like...
Let's not blame the bone.
I think it's all...
Some of these, you know, some of these...
It's probably...
Hate
know,
the game, not the femur.
Things,
Sometimes
yeah.
it's the reverse, our president said. Sometimes it's the
and
femur's
I had,
fault
like,
that
one
the hip
beer.
Broke.
They only had one beer that night. I shouldn't have said
so,
that.
So your pelvis got sheared or shattered, or what happened there?
Yeah, so then my pelvis broke... And I didn't even realize that this bottom part broke because I was like, I was all focused on when my face hit, you know? When I was like,
yeah, because your face
busted
your,
it.
Your face is your fortune.
Yeah, like, I mean, not really anymore. I grow a beard, so you don't see all the weird stuff under there.
Oh, you have, like, scarring under your beard?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, I did think, I mean, I'm glad
still?
For you.
I don't know if there's a camera I should look at. There's, like, this, you see that?
I can see, yeah, I can see a scar you're pointing
like,
at it, yeah.
Right through my lip.
So were you a mess of blood and guts at the bottom?
Oh, man, it was blood, guts, mud. There's bones sticking out here. Both hinges of my jaw and, like, all these teeth are,
fucking
these
hell.
Are fake. Check out my old dentures. I can take out the ones I got on now, too.
I can verify he has a bag of teeth with
check
him.
Check it out. They're not the ones. Those, yeah.
It's a Harmontown first.
Table 52, for $200, these teeth can be yours. Yeah. One roll of the dice.
Because these are like over 1,000 a piece. It's ridiculous. Yeah, and I had to get two pairs.
You're walking around and talking like you're a loose
yeah.
Christmas
isn't
goose
that
right
crazy?
Now.
Crazy?
You're very lucky. I mean, just looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever's going on internally, you must be in a lot of pain, probably.
Well, at one point, they said I was paralyzed in the hospital. And I was like, I wouldn't take that as a yes answer. I was like, no, I'm not. They're like, you can't move your legs. I was like, yeah, I can. They're like, yeah, no, you can't. I was like,
so if you're paralyzed and you're listening, fucking suck it up, Buttercup.
Not really, though. Not really.
I know you didn't mean that. But I always think that way. When they show things where it's like the kid fights cancer and then overcomes it, I'm like, well, what if your kid that doesn't, like, what are you supposed to be like, well, so go, I should go fuck myself? Like, I didn't work hard enough to. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't think positively enough, like I deserve cancer. Okay, sorry. No, you're very lucky, and because I fully expected, and I was, like he said, you fell 100 feet under your face, and I thought,
oh yeah,
this is good because I want to punish like anybody who thinks that like performing should have to do with looking like Jeff, you know? Like I want to show.
He's a gorgeous lad.
He's like, I want the new standard of beauty to be reality. But then you came up and you're all good looking, and you just fell on your face.
I can show you some deformity.
Okay, well, show us deformity. That's why we're here.
But it's the second.
For the people not watching, he looks like he could have been like in the Allman Brothers or the Eagles. Like he looks like.
Just the hair. Maybe.
The headband.
What's the deformity you're going to show us?
Should I do the mic up close so you can hear it and everything?
Oh, this is the teeth thing. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, you're going to pull out your bridge? It's like a fake.
It's a little more than a bridge.
Okay. Oh no! It's more than.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, it's okay.
Oh. Wait. Oh. Show me. Show me, Luke.
Good Christ!
Oh God!
What on earth is happening? You have a.
There's like a bottom.
There are separate ones.
Oh.
His mouth is like a sarlacc pit.
Like yeah, your front teeth are just all gone.
Just gone. So I have to take these out when I eat. We're still growing bone density. These have way more gums on them. Like they're building the gums back up. So yeah, we had to do another surgery here. They like popped out my leg and scraped out some bone marrow and just kind of shoved it in there with some animal stuff.
Whoa. That's so weird. I mean, I've knocked on wood. I mean, eventually something's gonna happen to me and it'll be the worst thing of all because I don't have the balls to climb a ladder, so I won't have the cool thing of falling on my face.
But
all of us eventually learn that the human body is like. It's just like a 57 Chevy. They start telling you, like, we're going to take a muscle from your ass and put
just
it on your head.
Everything clicks and cracks now when I wake up in the morning. I'm like stretching out. It's like.
So Levi had also tweeted, he said, you have feelings you want to share. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Kinda.
It's more than just you.
There's always more details. Usually it's not so enlightening like this. Usually I start getting all teary eyed and like, yo, I was in a coma for 5 days. Another 5 days, I couldn't walk or speak. Didn't remember my dad's name. It just gets depressing.
Well, we know that that's rough to go through.
Oh, for sure.
We get the coma thing.
Yeah, the coma's no fun. But I like the worst part is remembering it all. They're always like, "Oh, you're gonna forget," and like, "Oh, your brain blocks pain after so much time." But like, I don't know, man. I still wake up with night terrors. I didn't know what Kanye West was talking about when he first came out with that song, but now I think I get it, dude.
What did he fall
sometimes,
through?
Sometimes you have to fall 100 feet.
He just said something about night terrors.
Sometimes you have to fall 100 feet and land on your face to find out what Kanye is talking about.
He'd be happy to know that. A guy just fell on his face and was in a coma. He woke up and he's like, what?
You.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyways, shit. Wait, what was I going to say? It was on the tip of my tongue. Fuck it. Bad show.
It's a good show.
Thank you. I know what I was going
to
ask. On Forensic Files, there was this lady. Yeah. There was a lady on Forensic Files, and she faked getting knocked out by an intruder who then took her baby and killed it because she wanted to kill the baby. And she had this. So part of her story was he came in and he karate chopped me. And I don't remember anything after that and all this stuff. And so they went into this whole thing about, like, when you have a trauma that rattles your brain enough to knock you out, it's scientifically, like, it's a fact that the moments before that trauma are... Was there a while when you had no idea what was happening? What had happened?
For sure. There's more details, too. Like, when they had to come and get me, it took them 2 hours to find where I was. So I'm, like, at the bottom of this hole, I got a tooth... That went so far up my gum, it was coming out my bottom of my nose right here. Like, it could feel the lung.
I have to check in with somebody. Hey, Luana, what was your name again? I'm sorry. Luana, we're seats in the house, right? Yeah, okay. All right, see. Bye. I was like, I can't see you, so I think, okay, you're like, you're tweeting like, $15? Fuck you.
Let's bring Luana up.
Well, it's her whole table.
But she'll be a representative.
They can switch.
Also, Luana, you know you don't have to come up in case you fell. You're like, I paid $15. I went to the show. I couldn't see it. Then they brought me up and humiliated me.
Let's get over here.
All right. So, all right. Fell on your face. Okay, good. Oh, and he said you had a rap.
I do. I have an emotional rap that I made about it. It also is like some of it's calling you out, Dan, but not personally.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I love to be called out when it's not personal.
It's not personal because I know
so
how
it's
you
just
call
about
wait, is it
my
just
work?
Business?
It's just business.
Yeah.
It's just business.
That's,
no, not really.
That's my least sensitive area. That's why I do what I do.
I listen to the podcast all the way through so often at work, I became a little paranoid, and I thought you were talking about me. I thought you remembered me from a show way long ago. I'm glad you don't, because I made a fool of myself.
Oh, no. Wait, so you really... tell me about that experience.
Yeah.
After a show, and I...
You might not remember because you're kind of angry and I don't want to say anything bad. But I'm going to in the rap, so it'll
okay.
Come
well, what? Well, yeah.
So where did you meet
Dan the first time? Where was this?
I was in Chicago. Yep.
Okay.
Our show.
So we were on tour during the.
Yep.
Was this on stage or off stage?
Off stage.
So what? What you're saying? Like what? I met you. I was in a bad mood.
Yeah, you're like I don't remember word for word, but you weren't happy. You're like you told me I was blacklisted. I was never welcome back again.
to the venue in Chicago.
That could have been it.
What?
Yeah.
I
don't know that this happened.
Now I don't know if I won that craps game. Like what's going on up here? Wait, what do you mean blacklisted? When did I use that phrase casually?
Dan told you. You were back? What?
Yeah, like 69. Do you know
what? You were 69?
Oh, I'm sorry, 86.
you may have misinterpreted an experimental phase of my
numbers.
You know, I go on tour and I think, let's try some stuff. You thought I was blacklisting you.
Sometimes Dan likes to 69.
It got sexual.
Okay, no, so you felt 86, not 69, by Dan because he was
twice.
In a bad mood.
From my Twitter feed? From
I don't remember. It was a long
But
time.
You wrote
See,
a rap about it. But,
this
okay.
is why I don't think it happened. Okay. No offense.
All right. Well,
wait, also, did it happen before or after you fell?
It happened after I fell. I
okay, great.
Just at the time.
Good to know.
All right. Well,
I was also like this, and I was really mean, and you couldn't see through my teeth, and I was mumbling. He'd be like, "What is he saying?"
Oh, okay.
That's probably why.
All right.
I didn't have a smile like I do today. I was like,
all right. I bullied a differently abled person in Chicago.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I
told them that they were blacklisted from life.
It was a misunderstanding.
And he came all the way to Oklahoma as
us mutually filleting each other. And you wrote this rap to.
Okay. Do you want a beat? You just want to do it your own?
I don't know. It's more like a.
I could give you a beat.
Like slam poetry. I wrote it on Thursday. Like my parents were like, "Don't go. You're scared of them." And I was like,
"How are you?"
So now.
Hi, welcome to hell.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this on?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I got this shorter rap and then like a longer rap.
Okay, he's pulled out a tiny notebook.
A bunch of pages. Sure. Is that right?
Wait, let's hear the short one and maybe we'll want to hear the long one.
Yeah, would you like to?
And the crowd went mild.
Nice. I'll do the I'll do the flipping.
Okay. This is
going to
be
can I hold that? I'd feel much more comfortable if I could hold that.
Yeah, you want to hold it?
Yeah.
Totally.
Luana's blog entry is getting better by the minute.
Something to do with. I started from the beginning, I guess, the short one. I think where the pencil mark stops and the pen begins. This is just a short one. Okay, we'll start here and we'll just go. You can just stop whenever.
All right.
This one's not about the fall because it's a little shorter. It's just about, like, you know, shit.
Wait, is this about you hitting Dan Harmon or just...
No, this one's just random, not this one. We'll, okay. We'll save that one for
I want to hear
the
We only signed up for one rap.
You gotta hear the one about Dan.
No, we want to hear... We want to hear how you Dan Harmon hurt you.
Okay, I was really angry and there's this new strain of paranoia that came out in a tokeable form. All right. Let's see here. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
I mean,
Because it's now plugged in under your name after you already achieved mainstream doesn't mean you can claim fame and truly belongs to May. You're a part of a bigger hypocrisy as far as you can see. This is a need to be, time to be free. Page turn. Because morality is immortality, I will rise above this, and what you should trust is the words coming out my mouth is, it's not served with sauerkraut, that shit is about foreskin with your next of kin, that was disgusting, I know you know what I mean, talking sausage about all these postings, now dissecting what has already been posted, spoken out, now here I so loud. Took everything I had, and I hope you're happy now. Your change will be all right. Someday flight you behind you. I'm the true knight, not forever been signed to. Nothing to no one, son of once in a coma. Never had it. Never had money to keep a honey or a honey pot. I'm seriously turning me down. Nope, not now. Far as I said, a PC child, the shit goes wild. Once you hear the sincere queer, step to this mic. Not for telling my might. But the most horrible whores, one that make me my own orders. All the clouds I resonate through as I incriminate you, cause I ain't got nothing to lose. Talk about falling down on your nose is just as red as the clown of my neighborhood. You know what sounds good. So why can't you write your own shit instead of being a bleep? Behaving worse than a clit, one which I had no part of, cause I'm starting up my own rapper's world, one which you won't be a part of. You already know your own ones won't drive your own car, cause you're more addicted to those screens that you most likely will never escape be. No, I'm not talking about no other time I would tell you a story, not once but twice, assuring me you did everything all right. Well, got ready to prepare the ice. Right.
Day
here.
Three.
Cause you got the lead after the fight. No, I'm not gonna be nice. Everyone I talked to had the chance to.
Provisions are low.
Especially when I was held up in bed, never even
morale,
fed nothing
slipping.
But this shit through a tube. Said it's really good for you, but hold up, let's rewind. Fell a little more than two stories, bitch, please. Posted up my left leg, you see. The blast struck straight through my knee, through the femur so far, you know I go so hard. After my femur was flux splintered on through, next was
we're
my pelvis worse than Elvis ever spit. Rapping, making shit, ball of fame. What you gotta say? Better when you spit your own
our
shit. Rolling out your hair doesn't mean in there trying to ninja roll out. And I let out a shout. Couldn't make it through. I tried to tuck and roll. Let's just say I never made it to the show. Yeah, I bet you already know. Judge me by my teeth. I had something more frightening than lightning for a fucked up face. Worse than any mace. Head backs bounced back so high. Fell out my left eye. Broke up my upper and lower chompers. Couldn't see for weeks. Stole my shit while I was weak.
Right now.
So I said, wouldn't it be nice if this person and that person would join in? But now I know the truth, and that's the truth. This ain't within you. Imagine if I took something from you, you jump up through the roof,
you
more than you spoof, go poof. Gets a little better as it goes on. I laid it all out. Now it's just seeing others and want to bling. Repeating the words as I move towards words, country, all the things you see through the TV or the internet where most of our time is spent. Once said I couldn't rhyme like that, but that was in reference to my presence. And now I know you see the truth and you should be free trouble too. For one day, you will slip and I will be on top of it. No, it's not just a zip. There is no rinse and reprieve. Even though you already know what I'm talking about, say fuck you on this fine day. Hate it when you call my friends for a while. Memorize the ringtone. Y'all know the bones, the old trombone. I told you twice, and that's all right. Use his insane, the drunken hall of fame. What a shame. You know what it's about me and what it's about you. There's no reason for you to recover the old track. You never want to go back, afraid of the new hashtag with your name on it. Maybe you should try a bonnet. Suck your thumb again, because I know you a Pelican crew. One hit wonder boy. I wonder who else can rap out 7 minutes about somebody else's business just to be your true self. Maybe I do. Hold on. Maybe I do need some help. All right. Come on, Fanny Evicta. Okay.
We're even.
Uncle.
Yo, it gets even better.
I think we're less than halfway through.
Let's hear it for Luke, everybody. That was fucking heavy shit.
Thank you. We're not.
It's darker, a little harder.
We're going to close the show by him reading Beowulf.
should we do it another day?
Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. That's a lot to put out there. And like, yeah, I mean, I'm not, like,
I didn't get to the like, mud and the blood part, but.
Right.
I got hungry when you said sausage and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first page, Jeff.
Yes. That's when I checked
the monitors and like, I'm 44, but all I can get is the irony that it's like, well, it's a scathing indictment of someone who's abusing the time that they are getting on stage.
Oh, my bad.
It's all I'm getting is that.
I really scared to say it.
Wow, you're up on stage and you're not mindful of the individuals listening, and there's people out there. They're human beings, and the human beings have feelings, and human beings are entitled to be entertained.
I get to that.
Right, but you get to that, but you got to eventually. That. You now know what it's like to have stage time. You had an unequivocal microphone focused on you.
But he would have been there for 3 hours. He would have read
no,
that.
No, there's only...
Right, and wait, what if somebody came up to you after that show, after you did that for 2 hours? What if somebody came up to you and, like, I don't know what happened. I've never said the word blacklist outside of a tweet.
Yeah, I've never heard you say
like,
that.
But what if you had a dissatisfying encounter with somebody after a show, and then what if that person then was at your next show? What if they were like, I want to tell you about your show, and then you do the show, and then you're like, well, it's hard to do a show because
everybody's this dude just wrapping his brows off.
Let's check in with Luana. Luana, what did you think about that rap?
And I'm sorry.
It was long, and I wish you had a bigger book to write it in.
Thanks. Less page turns. Yeah. Understandable. Yeah.
Luana.
Good job.
Luana, what's your deal? What are you up to these days?
I'm just here because Dan Harmon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Arkansas.
What part?
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Do you go to school there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you drove down here?
Yeah, my friend Marcos did.
Marcos?
Because my car's broke down right now.
Your car broke down?
Yeah, having transmission problems. And I said, hey, I bought my ticket also. Will you please let me drive with you?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And all right. What's it like to be on stage next to Lucas? Luke, rather.
Luke.
Yep, it's good. We're best friends now.
Yeah. Well, let's have a hand for Luke because I want to keep the chairs rotating. Let's have a hand for Luke and his.
Luke, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Luke.
His brush with death and his rapping.
Luke, that was good shit, man. Thank you, Luke, for your awesome rhymes and sharing.
I gotta say, it takes a lot of courage to come up on stage and admit that you were told never to come around him ever again. Like, you could have just been pulled so quick, and yet that was one of the first things, like, you said it pretty early.
But where's my medal for going, oh, interesting,
here's the
cherry on. And where's their medal for being like, oh, thank you, here's my $15.
I was getting
just
to
tell whoever you want to just say stuff. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? You're like a goddamn.
I'm always there.
Wait, Luana and Steve switch. So Luana, you're next to Dan, so you guys can convene here.
I thought Luana, I don't want to argue all night, but she's fine where she is, right? She's right. Comfy. Okay. Right. All right.
I mean, sorry. You 69'd Luke, but you want to.
I offered. I told him he was 69'd. All right. Like, let's balance it out. Like, I want to. Is this?
This can't end well.
Thank you. Actually, you know who would be,
Oh, I know.
What?
I know you're thinking.
What?
He knows. Don't question him.
What? What do you? Come on. What do you?
You're gonna ask about Lacey?
What? Oh, you want me to?
Oh, I thought that's where you're going.
I did want to bring up Sam, the sound guy.
Oh, you should.
I wanted to.
I thought we were getting to know Luana.
What the fuck?
You don't have a show. My whole show is shitting on you. That's all I have.
We have a woman on stage that we haven't even spoken to. You want to start bringing up other people?
Luana doesn't want this kind of attention any more than Luana. Okay, I mean, it was like.
What else would you ask?
Huh?
What else would you ask me?
Oh, okay. If you,
she's okay. Already up here.
Yeah.
Dan, ask her an important question.
Luana, what color is love?
It's a dark purple.
Hmm. Nice.
I mean, she said that like she knows that that's the actual answer.
Scientific fact.
Do you have a favorite color?
Purple.
Is it dark purple?
Why is dark purple your favorite color? Like, why is that love? It just feels like love to you?
My grandma used to wear dark purple all the time.
Aww.
You loved her?
Yeah.
She's gone. She said, yeah, you said she did. When did she go away?
I'm not good with dates. This sounds really bad.
That's a symptom of ADD.
Luana, Dan has a rap about your grandma.
Yeah. How hard did you fuck her?
I'm going to lock eyes with you, so I...
Luana's grandma was named Lydia. He fucked her so hard, she got chlamydia.
Right?
Seems like kind of an obvious place to go, but...
Yeah.
I would have been much more giving, I think.
Yeah, Dan, you would have been much more nuanced about that.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to... no, what I was going to do is I was hoping, like, I wanted to bring somebody else up that was like, okay, what's the opposite of a guy that fell 100 feet onto his face and that has a rap about how I done him wrong, which would be somebody who maybe... Has anyone been launched into the air 100 feet and or is very happy that they met me or something? It's just for me, it's just like, I'd like to balance it. We got people pointing at other people. It's very curious to me. Like, you're like, this guy loves you so much.
And he can fly.
Is it true? What's your friend? Why is your friend's pointing at you? He thinks that you admire me and think that I'm an inspiring figure in your life. Yeah. Would you tell me about it in front of people? You don't have to, but if you would, it would make me feel better. You can take the birthday seat. Get the fuck out. Will you get the fuck out of here?
He's
born yesterday, so he could just sit where he wants. Hello, what's your name?
Tim.
Tim, and you're from Arkansas, I'm guessing?
From Arkansas. Mm.
I'm getting good at this. All right, well, tell me how you love me.
I don't know if it's that astounding, but I'm just kind of a failed writer, and I'm impressed with your... You're writing.
It's like you're the opposite of a skateboarder.
What didn't you write?
I've not written a lot of scripts.
Okay, scripts and screenplays and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of poetry.
Cool.
Luana, what's your...
When you say failed writer, Tim, you mean you failed how?
Oh, I don't know what I mean. I'm just, you know, I'm an introvert. My friends made me come
up
here.
What do you mean you don't want to call
yourself? You write and you're not Dan Harmon is what you mean, right? You're not like a...
Nobody wants to call himself a writer ever.
We were just talking about you at the table with my friends that I just met who are awesome. They gave me this bumper sticker.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, nice.
Harmontown, next tangent.
Right.
So, what were we talking about?
Okay.
We're talking about
the
you
table.
Too.
The table was like, you know. Sorry.
Don't worry about. It's me too. I do the same thing. Believe me, it's every show. That's why I was shifting over to Luana for a second when you got adjusted to the, because this gets boring really fast. Believe, trust them. But I was gonna say, Luana, what's your like, not your current job, but like the one that you feel failed at, like whether it's because you didn't take piano lessons or what's the thing that you would have done, that you should have done, that you do you still think about, like, fuck, I didn't do that thing?
I failed at all of my jobs. It's like, I just need money, so I work.
Right. It's not like a dichotomy where it's like, my dream life and then my regular life.
I just know that's something I need that's to survive.
Okay, yeah. I guess, come to think of it, we sort of create that dichotomy in Hollywood, because we're like, what if poor people didn't kill rich people? I guess it would be because we showed them movies about how working in a factory was just as good as their dreams. And the way we do that is by fading in on someone who has a dream and a factory job. And then we factory out these, like, myths to people. What factory do you work at?
It's called Walmart.
Mm-hmm. What's your post there?
I work at the home office. I answer calls about registers.
Answer calls about registers?
Answer registers. If the register breaks,
oh,
then call in.
Oh, wait, are you like a technician that fixes the register?
No, I just take the call about it and then I send it to the person who will fix it.
You just tell somebody there's a thing
just
broken.
Like, I'll send it to the next level.
Do you live in constant fear of people realizing that your job could be...
No.
There's a phone on the left side of your desk and a phone on the right side?
Yeah.
And then someone's going to notice that you could connect the cords? I'm laughing because I'm a cruel person, I guess. Yeah. I'm laughing because I've been there, I guess. I don't know. That's okay. Well, what do we... Yeah, okay. All right, lights are out. Okay, they found out we were playing craps on stage. Okay, so back to you. See, I forgot your name.
Tim.
Easy name to forget. Now you're a little more relaxed. Like, pitch us your app. No, I don't know. I just brought you up as a like.
Tim,
a bling. I was like, somebody hug me.
What kind of writer are you? Would it be screenplays or novels or short stories or
poetry?
Huh?
Poetry. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the thing is, like, you can be a failed poet and die, and then people find out later on that you were a great poet.
That's what I'm counting on.
But that's what makes it the hardest job of all, because you're like, well, how do I know when I've started or finished?
Exactly.
I'm going to write some poetry today. Well, maybe this blank page is my poem. Exactly. Or maybe it makes me identical to a non-poet. And then you're like, I'll put an A. Like, that might be the best poem ever. I will never know.
Yeah. So what I was trying to say before is you put yourself out there. You stand up here and show people your failure, your true self, but also your accomplishments, right?
Yeah.
And it's impressive. That's what we love about
you.
Yeah,
I take it for the team. I'm like, look, I can do this, come on, what are we afraid of? What's your worst nightmare? Ending up like up here, going like, that's my show. And then you're like, here's $10, $15, and then you're like, there he is, going, I go, I can do it. Like, then, like, I think it's a service. I like it. I like connecting with people. Are you talking to him or me? Okay, him. You want a poem from Tim?
Yeah.
Do you have poems that you would never... You seem like a guy that would never want to share one of your poems. That's a challenge.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't have them memorized. I'm not a spoken word poet.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, but the thing is, like, poetry is an important thing. Like, I'm only recently getting into, like, poetry, like, and really reading poetry, because like, poetry for me always seems like something that's a little distant, and like you have to be smart, or like it's like listening to jazz, that horn solo by Coltrane is like it's above my musical brain, and you read poetry and it kind of escapes you a bit, but if you really sit down and listen to poetry and let it wash over you, it actually is really important. And also, like, and I'm not being reductive or diminishing at all. Like Luke, like what you read for us, like that was poetry, and that was like, it's cool for people to write things down, just for the sake of writing them down and saying them out loud or putting them on paper. So, like, to be a poet is important, I think, especially now when our president can't finish a fucking sentence.
Absolutely.
Also, he's the only president.
And hey, I voted for him too. He's just not the most literate president we've ever had.
We can all admit that.
Trump, I mean, I voted for
him. There's probably people here that voted for Trump, and let's not make this political. He didn't have a poet laureate at his inauguration because he's not poetic. And I think we need poetry in the world right now more than ever. So to have people that...
I am suspicious of everybody who has a problem with words, and I've always had that problem, and believe me, I acknowledge the fact that the left side of the political spectrum has had a problem with words more than anybody.
Whose phone was that?
What?
Okay, good. Just making sure. Sorry. Okay.
I've been as much like, people have told me, you used the wrong pronoun. You did it again. I did it to Levi. I did it like, and I, like, I have the biggest foot in your mouth, kind of like old fat white guy, kind of like face of the enemy of progression kind of syndrome going on. And for the longest time, it was very easy for me to be like, Jesus Christ, it's fucking politically correct Nazis and all this stuff. But, and there is a part of us. The best part of us that's like, oh, let's all just start being really, really nice to each other, and let's have a rule that you have to be really, really nice to each other. and now actual bad, ugly, like, hatred has come out of the woodwork, and the really weird thing is that a lot of the people who have been the most adamant to adapt to a world where we have rules about what we say are the people that are now forced to acknowledge that, fuck, the only enemy of this thing is, like, verbal nudity. It's, like, making mistakes, babbling, like, saying what you actually mean. If the more people do that, and also it has to be coupled with, if you're wrong, then someone says, that offended me. They don't mean you shouldn't have been born. They don't mean that you shouldn't have any money that you have. They don't mean that you should lose your job. They mean that offended me, and you can actually just be like, okay, fine, then you're easily offended, whatever. What is my fucking point? We're all awash in this weird zone right now, and like I have no idea. Like you're awash in this weird zone, like Harmon. Like we have work tomorrow. I don't have a point. This is usually the part of the show where I spiral into like a really accidentally eloquent rant. It's intentional and not an eloquent this time. Luck. Dan, you're out $15.
Dan.
You would have lost a lot more out there this last 2 hours. Those machines are designed to rob you. I don't care. And then I just throw everybody under the bus and get on a plane. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm scared and fat and white and sad and straight, and I guess I offered to 69 a guy. Thank you for your applause. Thank you. That's very brave. I don't know what part we're having.
We're having a small meet and greet after. Dan's going to 69 10 people after the show.
I will 69 everybody that hasn't been 69
now, Chim,
yet.
A friend of yours, I think, handed you phone. Is that somebody handing you one of your poems for us to read or to hear?
Yes.
Oh, really? What if you know that we're gonna, even if it sucks, we're gonna pretend it's awesome. Because like that's how humanity works.
Can I do a small interlude real quick? Like whatever your politics are, whether you are pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever your stance is right now, he didn't have a poet at his inauguration, which is normally the case.
Oh, and that's what I was saying, yes.
I want to read one quote that is what John F. Kennedy said at his inauguration. Or maybe not as inauguration, but he said at some point, when power leads a man toward arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations. When power narrows the area of man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. So I would include Luke in that, and everybody, and also Dan and your ramblings. The idea of saying what's on your mind and being able to say it semi-intelligently, hopefully very intelligently, like the idea of like of expressing thought in a world where right now like it's just dying on the fucking vine. Like we have we've got Tim on stage who is a poet and is worried that you're a failed writer. You're not a failed writer. It's fucking gorgeous that you are a poet in a world without poetry.
All right. I know what you're thinking. How do I follow that? I know what you're thinking.
That's... Wow.
But the answer is with sincerity and, like, look, yeah, you've got nothing but runway here.
Okay.
You saw what we put up with. You know.
Dan played fake craps with a bunch of guys that didn't know who they are.
You know how bad this show is. You're good.
Tim, lay one on us, please.
Okay, I'm just going to read it. This is called Challenger Deep. I'll just read it. In truth, once more, I stood shivering, clinging to starboard gear, a natural fear. Braided lines strained out of roiling water, snagging sea monsters, trawlers coaxing nightmares to light. When ancient head near breaking Pacific lines snapped, behemoth sank back to the deep's caverns, unfathomed. Four times over the morning course, we drugged the bastard skyward. Four stolen hooks left us ragged shrouds of algae. Midday, and the captain ordered a final angle. I think he caught my ashen face, ordering me to take lead. Either fear abandoned ship or the coward dog's body. I lurched forward, clutching leaded nets. Shouts fell away above a submarine missile's shadow scuttling aft. Nymphod under dying wake. Tiger propping herself on deck, resting on pectoral fins, as a child might lean elbows on a soda counter. Powerless, I caught myself searching sunken, stalking eye, incredulous mate's tales. Some hideous king swallowing whole to become man, to walk on land, to seduce, to spawn amphibious, to devour mothers, to drag fathers through the void. Anvil skull, smiling rows of arrowheads.
Yay.
Thanks. Thanks, Nick.
You bet. I like the size of the page.
Perfect.
Scrollable page.
Also, we can say for sure you're not a failed writer. That's magnificent, man. That's really
cool.
You've been given a horrible task. You have to keep writing. You have to keep writing for no audience. You have to keep doing it whether you like it.
You're the only person that can evoke that can say those words. It doesn't matter. It's just like that is that. I guess that's what I was trying to get at. Is like this thing about fashion and like when we're saying the right thing and the wrong thing and how that reflects upon whether or not we want humanity to progress. It's like, well, we've actually fallen back to a position where, okay, there's a war between the people that think you need to say what you feel and a war and the people who think that should be actually put over here while you do things that affect people and that you lie, that's what politics should be and all that stuff. And like, no matter what you voted for, no matter what your politics are, no matter how your family leans and what you think people forgot and what sickens you and how you're sick of this and all that, like, I like to think that everybody that I would want to hang out with is somebody that agrees that it's better to just barf out shit, like, and some of it will be silk, and some of it will be dessert from last night, and some of it will be ugly, and some will be beautiful, and like, we gotta sort it out. Like it's just our job. Why am I explaining that to you? You're a poet.
But that's what I love about this podcast is that you guys throw it all out there, and I worry too much as a poet. I worry too much about.
That's the enemy.
Making it perfect.
Did you hear the Open Mike Eagle episode where he was like, yeah, the enemy is stopping. It's like, oh, it's that idea. I've said that 1,000 times to young writers because I never follow this advice ever. I've never followed it once. Is that the idea that your job is to write something good is why you're not writing. Because who the fuck is going to write something good?
It's great advice.
It's your own definition of good writing is going to be automatically better than anything you've ever written. And if you're worth your salt, that's not what you're going to write. You have to write something underneath. You have to write shit that you think is bad. You have to get to that level, and you just like get it out there. I never do it. I sit there and go like, fuck it, and then someone calls and says you're fired tomorrow, and then I go, fuck you then, and they're like, this is fine. I'm like, yeah, it was fine because I'm a genius. And then I say on Twitter, I'm a genius. And then you guys say I'm a genius. And then I come to Oklahoma and do a show. And people get cake. But overall,
I don't know. All right, well, thank you, Tim, for that poem. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. Tim, real quick, before you go, is there a way for people to find your poetry online that we can go look at, or is there a last name or a thing that we want to find?
My last name is Muren, M-U-R-E-N. You might find a couple of things out there if you really want to search for them.
Yeah, well, I do. Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks,
Tim.
He had that pause for a second. He was like, my last name is... And I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, my last name is Hitler, but here's the thing. Like, I'm obsessed with nautical imagery, and I learned it while my grandpa told me about Hitler's conquest at sea. But I'm not one of those Hitlers. I'm a self-loathing Hitler.
Luana, are you an artist in any way? Do you have any artistic leanings?
Not at all.
None? You don't sing, you don't dance, you don't write?
I can't cut a straight line.
With the scissors, you mean?
Like, she says... She's all crafty. My whole family is. I can't cut a straight line. I can't draw.
Are you young enough for me to ask how old you are?
I am. I forget all the time. 28?
28.
Yeah. That's a good age. I think that's how old Steve is now.
I kind of have this... It's a horrible human urge. I want to see you panicked. Like, I want to... Like, well,
Jesus Christ!
Well, because she's so evolved relaxed. I'm like, what makes her panic? I said it was a horrible urge!
This is the dynamic. It's great. They love it.
So you're thinking, like you're admittedly not an artist in any way.
No.
None. But you seem just cool as shit. Like, you're mellow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a secret. Like, I think artists are all crazy people. Like, that have to say something to, like, get off their chest so they can relax. But you just seem...
Yeah.
Naturally relaxed.
My art is not worry.
No, this is a real thing.
You're Buddha.
Your art is big. I this is a real thing I've been thinking about because I'm writing this book that's, you know, is going to also rob people of their money. But the where I'm like, and I'm thinking about, like, human evolution and how we're all, like, coming from chimpanzees. I'm sorry if you didn't vote for that. I know you're all liberal. It's fine, and I didn't mean that if you're not. I'll suck your dick for a dollar. Don't beat me up.
Do you think those poker guys are still here?
No, it's not checking with them. We check in with them enough. But no, I love to think that they hung out and then they're like, "What? Who's Duncan Trussell?" And then they're like they got into it. But I was just thinking about, like, chimpanzees and, like, the fact that, like, we as a species, like the species that we evolved from, like, our shtick became alarm. Like if you want, we peaked at, like, we're, like, so satisfied. We have no enemies. We're like, the only thing we had to worry about was, like, leopards coming at us. And then we just became this, like, this species that was like, we'll sit here, we'll eat, we'll fuck, we'll hang out. And then if anything fucks with us, we'll go, ah! And then everyone will go, like, run away. And now today we just, like, walk around with these devices in our phones. And it's just like everything that alarms us is the thing that sells. It's bigger than just, like, the news. It's like our stories are about, like, you're gonna die. How are you gonna deal with that? How are, like we're addicted to, we're beyond addicted to it. Like, we're built on it. Like, we are just people that, like, we don't think that anything could possibly be fine, and as a result, nothing is ever fine. Like, there's always shit to worry about, which continues to feed itself. It's like a junkie saying, well, I only do heroin when my life's going really shitty. Like, yeah, and it's your guess what? That's going to be Wednesday. It's going to keep happening. Like because you're putting yourself in that zone. Like, we've been doing that, but there's, unlike with heroin or booze or anything, there's absolutely not a single human being or even carbon-based life form that's not on this thing. So no one's ever going to call us on it. But that's what we're doing. We're, like, sitting around, like, figuring out how to freak out. And we're never going to stop unless we actively decide that we have a problem and have, like, a 12-step meeting where we're like, we love freaking out. We don't want to do it anymore. We're always going to want to do it. let's go to the moon and like not freak out anymore. I don't know why I'm laying all this on you. Like,
I'm fine.
You're working at Walmart and you're like, fine. I'm projecting onto you and I'm like, here's the thing, Luana.
Luana, you're so laid back. Like, do you have?
You're so laid back.
Do you have anxiety at all? Like, I don't want to say you're laid back.
No. But when you lay around the house, the house goes back.
Do you ever have anxiety? Do you get hung up on shit? Or are you bullshitless? Or are you just that mellow, even keeled all the time? Or is it something that you have to like sublimate and eat up that anxiety, like, and you bury it down?
You're a raging inferno inside.
Yeah.
You're about to go off.
Yeah, I'm like fine with being a raging inferno. I like that.
You're fine with us accusing you of being a raging inferno inside. She's fucking with us. She's fine with everything.
I'm asking. Is it possible to be just completely laid back, or are you keeping some shit buried?
Like, I freak out, but it's not for long. I don't stay mad long. I don't do anything for long.
You don't hold grudges.
No.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah.
Is there anything? And I know the answer is no. Is there anything that you repeat to yourself when you start to get upset that makes you relax? I know the answer is no, because you don't. Is it because you're like, you're just like, oh, I'm relaxed. Like, I'm trying to learn things like, oh, whatever. Luana.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I feel like I'm upset.
He's asking you to tell him that you have a mantra that keeps you cool, but you're probably just cool built in.
I want that to be true, but that's not true.
Yeah, you want to help me, because that would be great, but you're fine with, you're fucking fine.
I just watch TV all the time, and like, I would spend weekends just listening to your commentary on Community. Like, and
it doesn't, and nothing I say, I mean, you know, listen, I'm trying to tell you in those commentary, I'm like, well, this episode could have been better. Luana, get upset. Yeah.
No, I'm just like,
and you're like, that's
fine.
I'm like,
he got mad.
What do you watch? What do you watch? Like, do you watch true crime?
Law and Order, Special Victims Unit.
Okay. So you're gobbling up a little. It's fictional crime. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't. If I watch like 48 Hours or something like that, it freaks me out because I live alone, and then it's like, oh, someone's gonna kill me now.
Yeah. 40 Hours is always about a woman who got fucking murdered by some asshole that lived next door.
And it's just some random person on the street. It's not like a husband or anything. It's like, they didn't know him, and they saw him, and then now she's dead.
It's funny because it's true.
I snort when I laugh sometimes, sorry.
He only snorts when he's around somebody beautiful as you.
If in your laid backness, could you osmotically understand that I'm an uptight person that is driven by his ability to make people happy, which means people have to be unhappy. I have to make them happy. Is there anything I can do to make you happy, even if you have to lie? Like, you just say, like, oh, if you pulled down your pants, that would make my day. And then I pulled down my pants. That's not a...
Don't say that.
I chose that suggestion to take it off the table. I know you don't. You shouldn't. I'm saying, help me. Like, you're privileged, you're relaxed.
You're asking her, Dan, you're saying that you want flawed people to be fixed by your creativity, and you're asking her to be flawed so that you can make her happy.
Yes.
But she clearly is a happy person.
I know, and I don't like that.
But yeah, but she likes you otherwise. Like, she already likes you whether or not she's flawed.
I'd like her to be different. And if she's so cool, she can do that for me.
You're trying to fix somebody who doesn't need fixing.
I'm trying to break her. No desire. She came pre-fixed. It's nothing to do with her but break her.
Keep trying.
Oh.
This is why she's
mad at you.
This is exactly why she doesn't watch 48 Hours, Dan.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Well, stay up here. I'm gonna go. Unless you don't want to. I'm gonna go out to the audience again. You guys like it. You like this part. Yeah.
Welcome to heaven.
All right, table 9, what's going on?
Oh, I'll send you a drink. They wouldn't send you a drink.
I got plenty. I got plenty.
Well, right on. You got Kettle One. Right on for sure.
Table nine. Table nine needs bread.
Table nine clearly doesn't need more alcohol.
Oh, you have a community book. What is that? A Sense of Community, Essays on the Television Series and Its Fandom, edited by Anne Gee Lee. What is this?
A friend of mine is a college professor and actually has a book about your show.
What?
Oh, take that, Chuck Lorre. Don't see a lot of books about that. Well, thank you for bringing that and having that out in the open. It was just to give me a boost, right? Oh, so back to this guy.
See,
we love you.
For people that don't know our show, anyone that happened in here tonight, like the gamblers in the back table, this is a show about Dan asking the world, do they love him? And the answer,
the answer is yes. Yes, the answer is yes, 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 we love you.
All right, okay. All right, well, I think
it's that easy.
I still want to get more data.
But he's angry at Luana for not needing to be fixed.
I don't know what I'm doing. I have an internal gauge where I'm like, if I spent $15, I'd walk away going, oh, that's awesome. I robbed him.
Take out $200 and play one more game of craps.
All right, let's check in with the guy that dressed like Rick. What's your name?
I'm John. Hello.
You, did you say you're drunk?
John.
Oh, John. It's projection. It's called projection. I'm sorry. You're John. Thank you for dressing like Rick.
Anytime.
Are you from Arkansas?
No, I'm from Oklahoma.
Where the dirt's red. Where my grandpappy's from.
Yes.
Yeah. When's the last time there was a tornado here?
A
couple days ago?
Like all the time.
And a bunch of people died, and it's in bad taste for me to bring it up, right?
I guess, yeah, if you're not from here.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for dressing like my show.
You just met Shy Rick.
Yeah.
This tiny Rick, there's Shy Rick.
All right, table 46. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What's your name?
Connor.
Connor. What are you...
What's your...
Oh, come on, don't... I mean, you can both be Connor. All right, never mind, sorry. I was going to bring up a Terminator thing and say, everyone can be Connor, guys, especially. Oh, he says that he's you from the future.
Yeah, I am.
And that you... No, but he says that he's here because you don't exist anymore. And that you're dying on an atomic level. That's what he said. Sorry to put words in your mouth. And then you had some insight about that. I don't know if I should just keep giving the mic to everyone that just has a theory about the multiple Connors. But.
I was just saying, like, if it's sort of a pantheist kind of spiritualist thing, it could just be both interpretations of the same basic Connor.
And where are you from, sir?
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Oh, shit.
I guarantee you fucking, yeah, exactly. That's a lateral point of view. Did you drive here from Louisiana? Okay.
New Orleans, It was a bit of a drive, but I kind of broke it off through Dallas. I drove up to Dallas and then drove from Dallas to here. And
isn't that out of the way?
It's a bit out of the way, but there's a place to sleep.
You drove from Louisiana past Oklahoma to Texas and then came back here? No? Am I bad at geography?
All right. I've lost control of the show. That's not your fault. It's me. I'm a bad entertainer. All right. What do we do? How long have we been doing a show? How much show have we done?
We probably have like 8 minutes left.
Oh.
Yeah, we do.
Or 14.
Oh.
But probably 9.
I'd say let's go with 14 at least.
I say, Dan, are there two handhelds that you could take in the crowd?
What do you mean? Like,
they're two wireless
mics.
Oh,
yeah, because the people I'm talking to, they don't have a mic, and then it's just me right. walking around going, who are you? And then you hear a mumble, and then I'm like, whoa, that sounds crazy.
No, I mean, there's only one wireless, so maybe you do a roving rap through the crowd. Like,
I'll just be better at a
transient, itinerant, errant knight.
Wait, sorry, what's your suggestion?
He wants you to rap.
A roving rap, yes.
Maybe you do like a groovy rap through the crowd or something.
But not quite yet.
Like, make some friends. Snake rap.
Rapping about mamas is a crutch, says this guy. But wait, is rapping a crutch or just about the mamas?
Mike Eagle mentioned a crutch for freestyling. You can't fall back on your mamas.
You're right. No, you're right. But I mean, I'm traveling. I thought I could go back on the crutches if I'm going out of town. Thank you for reminding me. You should watch a show called Max Headroom that was produced in the 80s. You look like the kid that created Max Headroom. His name is Bryce Lynch. The character's name is Bryce Lynch. He looks exactly like him. Rap about you? About crutches, okay. Are you setting me up? Because like your mom uses crutches and you want to punch me and say, okay. Well, yeah, what if I rapped about crutches? Then I wouldn't need to use the mama crutch. Okay.
Dan, do you think, we've traveled all the way here to the Oklahoma-Arkansas border, that you could do a rap that was mama free? Like completely, like that you get out of your safety zone and not fuck any mamas?
Just let me try. Yo.
No mama rap.
A free rap, free of mamas. I'm not gonna rap about today or tomorrow raps. There's gonna be no mama talk. This is a rap that's free of all that. I am named Dan Harmon. I got up this morning and I was disarming. I went to breakfast and had a bowl of cereal. I didn't fuck your mama for real. I didn't use a spoon.
Wait.
And real soon I'm gonna keep rapping and I'm not gonna have rapped about your mama at all.
You said mama like a lot
of
times.
My name is John Johnson. I didn't fuck your mama though. Give me a second.
Okay, Dan.
You gotta give me a second. You said
mama 13 times, and you did or did not fuck a couple mamas on that.
You guys didn't order any drinks, or I don't mean to throw you under the bus, so lashing out at strangers.
I want to know if you can rap without saying the word mama.
What's your name?
Marshall.
Marshall, you?
Amber.
Amber. All right. Yo.
You can fuck Marshall and Amber, but not my mama.
Yo. 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 Marshall, fuck Amber. All the time. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian doesn't feel very good about that, because he's sitting closer to Amber, and I should have observed that. You don't just go around the table. There's a 6-inch distance that it clearly indicates that he's either your friend from work or Marshall's friend from high school, and that was bad form on my part.
I mean, let's just leave
table 30.
Yeah,
to
yeah. You're warming up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Table 32. What's going on? All right. How are you guys? You guys are in love.
Yes.
All right. I don't want to interrupt your night. How are you guys? What's your name?
I'm Brent.
Brent.
Katie.
Katie.
How do you know when you're done?
How do you know when you're done? Okay. Yeah. Yo. Brent. B-R-E-N-T. I know when I'm done. I fucked your mommy. Sorry, I said I wouldn't do that.
We had one rule. We had one rule.
I said I wouldn't do that.
You instantly fucked a mommy.
Right.
Saying mommy doesn't make us not think it's a mama.
I forgot everyone else's name, and I spelled his. And
get their names again. Let's try again. Get their names. We had Brent, and who else? Oh, you want to move through?
What's your name, ma'am?
Lacey.
Lacey, she runs the whole joint.
Oh, Lacey. She's the reason we're here. She brought us here.
She's the biggest Harmontown fan in the world. You tell us. I don't care. Like, you guys can leave if we do a 3-hour show, but if I have to in order to make sure that your reputation is secure, what do I have to do to make this a good Harmontown show?
That's a lot of pressure.
Well, what haven't I done?
Dance like a leprechaun?
All right, I'm putting you on the spot. I think,
give the people what they want. Take your shirt off and do baby kicky dance.
Okay, all right, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, I only had to hear it once. All right, yeah.
I'm going to say give them what they want. Give them what they don't want.
Yo, when your shirt comes off and you show your gut, you're going to do a show. So what? You go to Oklahoma and give them the news. I didn't fuck your mama because she's not abused by me. I'm sorry for that language. But, okay, all right, sorry. All right, well, hey, maybe you don't want me to take my shirt off if I'm so...
I mean, Dan...
That sounded like you didn't like my rap. I don't know why you'd want to see my naked body. Right.
But I mean, Dan, let's give you the freedom to fuck as many mamas as you want, but you don't have to. Don't make the mama thing a crutch.
All right. Okay. Also, well, I should disrobe on stage, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean,
Sam, everybody saw Sam, right?
We've already broken several Cherokee Nation laws right now, so let's continue the rich tradition.
All right. I don't think I can do it. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Also, you're allowed to leave right now before this happens.
Well, when you go downtown and you eat some soup, you're gonna eat it until you poop. It's gonna be liquid because it wasn't solid. I fucked your mama because my name's DJ Khaled. A celebrity rapper. I just rap about what I do in the crapper. I watch Trapper MD.
Oh, no.
But. The place to be, you go down to the panhandle and you take a pee. I'm down to Texas and it funnels down to Mexico. That's where you don't want to go. You gotta build a wall. I voted for it. I fucked your mama so hard I exploded her tit. Sorry. I said I fucked your mom, but I also had a pretty good rhyme there. Because I rhymed exploded and voted, which was unintentional. Fuck, man. Just don't.
This segment is brought to you by MeUndies, apparently.
Hey, diddle diddle, your mama's in the middle. I rap so good, I played the fiddle. I don't want to fuck your mom so hard I go home. Fuck your mama, where the buffalo roam. It's in the place where the Cherokee Nation is good. I go across the same steps to this thing. Fine. Okay, all right, come on, just give me a second. All right. Just like it's $15. What do you get?
They get $69 after the show.
I gotta combine. Take it off. How much? I got enough time to be naked and go out to the audience, right?
Okay. You. This is the worst show in the world.
Thank you. Is it, Lacey, is that illegal? Okay, that's fine. It's fine if you give me, okay.
He's a millionaire.
Yo.
He's got five shows on the air. That's right.
Yo.
He wants to destroy himself.
Yo. Yo, rap is an art, and art is rap. I fucked your mama until she couldn't crap. I stopped her up. Sick by having sex with her. It's a crutch. I'm sorry. I cannot rap about fucking your mama. It's hard. I'm really self-conscious because I think I might have a skid mark in my underwear. There's a really good chance of that.
Now you're self-conscious?
I just thought about that.
You're dancing in a room full of strangers in your panties.
That was the last thing I thought of. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. He's a guy that wants to fail.
I just want to give you your show's worth. I just want to give you...
coming to Harmontown, everybody. That's been our show. Thank you, Luana.
No, don't end it. Don't end the show. You can't end the show.
Thank you, Tim, the poet. Luke, the rapper who fell on his face. Lacey for making it all happen. Spencer Critton and everybody. I'm Jeff Davis. Your mayor, Dan Harmon, will probably keep rapping for the next 45 minutes. So you're allowed to leave. Dan Harmon, everybody. Just tell him you love him. Just say that you love him. And he'll put his clothes back on. He hates himself so much that he takes his underwear and makes it a thing. He's doing a baby dance. Just everybody come up and hug him at once. Everybody close around him and hug him.
That's scary.
These eight people like withheld the standing up.
Yeah, because they're closest to you.
They're my heroes.
Dan found the four people that didn't stand up. The show is over.
What did you gave that guy his $20 back for?
Oh, Mark, thank you for your dice. You got your dice back? Rap!
Oh.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
House music.
There'll be a line somewhere where we could talk. You can tell me I did a good job.
Yeah, let's all meet out in the casino. We'll all have a drink and we'll all hang out.
I'll let you get a photo if you ask real nice. You've earned it. Thank you for coming to the Cherokee Casino.
Hey, Dan, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Have you been working out? I know more about your balls now than I ever. Can we do a free spot for MeUndies? Hey, go to MeUndies. Have a pouch for your cock. Promo code Harmon. MeUndies rock.
They do. The pouch makes them look like they're a thing. But
yeah, your balls are just nestled like a little canary in there. It's okay, let's go to the bar and drink, shall we?
Yeah, I'll see you guys. We'll take pictures and
thank you so much, everybody. You guys are amazing. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you. A big round of applause for Lacey for making this all happen. Also, Kai No Fire, from my fabulous bartender from today at the tap room. And let's see, we got Jesse, Austin, and Hannah from the Inn of the Springs. Everybody here has been fantastic. I wish we could stay for a few more days. Bring us back once. MVP goes to Tim for that fucking awesome poetry. Thank you, Tim.
But it's not a competition. I think we're all great people, especially me. I'm not going to say I did better than Tim or risked more than him. I just think that I did pretty well myself, and so did you. The buffet is great. Go there when the buns are hot. They put them under a heat lamp, but they're, you know, when they're fresh out of the oven, they're the best.